SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。
各位好，我系宋永锦。嗱，环球证券市场咧，星期一嘅表现咧，都可以讲系受到啲联储局嘅官员嘅消息咧，或者佢哋嘅讲话咧，左右整个市场嘅走势上上落落。咁如果有唔同嘅联储局嘅官员系讲嘢，而佢哋嘅论调亦都唔同，或者佢哋嘅焦点又唔同嘅时候咧，都会令到市场咧就可以讲系有翻云覆雨上上落落嘅。咁呢个情况呢就好明显係表现喺今朝早道指嗰方面啦。我哋见到呢今朝早呢道指开市嘅时候呢其实係跌咗落去嘅。咁因为早前呢就係美国联储局有位理事啊和勒呢较早前係星期日嘅时候就讲嗰句说话，咁就话大家千祈呢就唔好话将个焦点呢就放喺联储局加息嘅部分嗰度。大家要睇嘅就係要睇下最终联储局加几多息嚟到去打压呢个通胀，而系先叫做係啱嘅。但喺呢个情况之下呢就令到整个市场嘅气氛呢都系分别跌咗落去嘅。换句话讲呢上个星期四啊嗰个一直疯狂嘅现象可以讲系不在啦。咁啊主要嚟讲呢就系因为呢另一位嘅联储局一位理事啊贝纳德呢就行出嚟讲嘢，咁就话呢啊亦联储局差唔多系时候呢可以将呢一个嘅加息嘅部分呢减慢啦咁样。咁其实呢两个人讲嘅嘢呢係并冇重叠嘅，亦都系大家讲嘅唔同嘅嘢，就好似一个银仔讲嘅两方面嘅嘢。咁但係市场呢就将贝纳德嘅说话呢就解读为啦以为好嘢喎，咁即係换句话讲呢嗰个加息嘅部分放慢嘅时候呢咁咪好囉咁样。咁於是就将个市呢撑起咗佢嘅。咁我哋见到去到美国嘅今朝早3:40嘅时候呢都系升咗成150几点㗎喎。咁但係到3:40之后呢就开始出现转势，41分到就见到佢嘅升幅咧系收窄得翻80多点，20分钟之后咧佢咧不升系反跌，更加将个升幅咧完全系抹杀。到收市嘅时候咧系跌咗差唔多成300点，即系换句话讲咧，导致收市嘅时候咧跌咗211点嘅，跌幅又成0.63%，就去到33,536.70啊。咁另外呢纳指呢跌咗127点嘅，跌幅 1.12%， 咁而呢个标普500呢就跌咗 0.89% 嘅，咁去到 3,957.25 嘅。但对于美股嘅走势我哋可以有两个嘅解读嘅。咁第一个呢就係、是、大家见到个市场呢就借啲意呢嚟到去进行一个即日先嘅炒作。炒起咗之后嘅时候呢临尾嘅时候呢大家都系急急咁样散水呀。咁呢个第一个情形啦。第二个情形就话，基本上咧，其实嘅市场咧就系对于日后加息嗰个嘅步伐，同埋最终啊加到几多嘅息咧，都系相当之有戒心嘅。咁换句话讲，呢一个嘅熊市嗰个嘅格局咧，依然咧系未见啊有任何嘅改善嘅。咁喺呢个情况之下咧，大家真系要打稳12嘅精神啦。咁啊，喺教学时间亦都有众多嘅经济嘅消息出炉嘅时候，亦都会对整个市场咧带嚟啲兴波作浪嘅作用嘅。咁大家真系要千万留意啦。
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦。